Here's a story from The World.
In Greece, several leaders of a neo-Nazi group are now behind bars. Last week, a panel of judges sentenced the head of the Golden Dawn Party and his top aides to 13 years in jail. The court found them guilty of running a criminal organization. For years, its members also committed violent crimes against migrants and activists. Golden Dawn started as a far-right newspaper / magazine in the 1980s, then grew to become the third-largest political party in the Greek parliament. Many hope that the end of this landmark trial will mark the end of an especially dark period in Greece's recent history. The World's Lydia Manalidou has more from Athens.
Inside his garage-turned-prayer room, Naim Elghandour pours me a cup of tea and tells me about the day the Golden Dawn verdicts came down. He says he was crying like a baby. Elghandour is president of the Muslim Association of Greece. He was born in Egypt, but has lived most of his life here. The day the rulings came down, he was at the courthouse. He spent countless hours there during the 5.5-year trial, testifying as a witness and observing. Elghandour himself has been attacked and harassed by Golden Dawn members, but he's also the guy many migrants would call when they got targeted by the group. Like, there was this one time, October 30th, 2010, almost exactly 10 years ago, it was evening and his phone rang. A group of 40 people from Bangladesh had gathered at a prayer space in the Athens area and got attacked. Golden Dawn members showed up outside the prayer room, padlocked the door, locked everyone inside. They started breaking the windows and throwing fire through them. No one was physically hurt, but Elghandour says he'll never forget the way people were shaking when he showed up on the scene. This attack was not the first, and certainly not the last. But it stands out for Elghandour because it happened just as Golden Dawn was creeping out of the fringes and into mainstream politics. In this video from 2010, the group's leader and founder, Nikos Mihaloliakos, tells a crowd, "Our nation is at a critical point. We have a demographic problem," he says. Economic decline. Mihaloliakos ran for Athens City Council under the slogan, "Greece only for Greeks," and he won. His party tapped into the anger Greeks were feeling over migration and austerity measures. And at the height of the economic crisis in 2012, Golden Dawn got seats in the Greek parliament. Mihaloliakos stood on a balcony overlooking a big crowd. "The people of this country have spoken today," he said. "We will go to extremes for Greece." People in the crowd waved Greek and Golden Dawn flags and gave him the Nazi salute. During this time, Elghandour says it felt like a wave of hate had washed over the country. Migrants, asylum seekers, black and brown people in Greece were indiscriminately targeted. Human Rights Watch called it an epidemic of racist violence. People were chased through the streets, beaten, stabbed, terrorized.
MPs from the Greek neo-Nazi party Golden Dawn are reported to have taken part in yet another race attack.
This video appears to show the group's supporters in the town of Rafina near Athens asking to see migrants' vendors' residence papers.
Many victims were too afraid to go to the police. Certain departments were known for having lots of Golden Dawn sympathizers and even communicating directly with the group when people came to report attacks. Golden Dawn wreaked havoc, mostly undisturbed. But there was one particular attack in 2013 that seems to have shaken the Greek public into realizing something in the country had gone terribly wrong. It was the murder of anti-fascist rapper and activist Pavlos Fissas. He was Greek. Riots broke out throughout the country. This murder, the public backlash, and the investigations that followed were arguably the biggest reasons behind Golden Dawn's eventual demise. By last year's elections, the party didn't get a single seat in the Greek parliament. Dimitris Psaras, a writer here in Greece, has been following the Golden Dawn since its inception in the 80s. He was also a witness in the trial. He says the collapse of the Golden Dawn and this month's court decision doesn't mean the end of the far-right, hateful rhetoric, racism, anti-Semitism in this country. but he does believe the court's decision will prevent the kind of organized violence and criminal activity that set Golden Dawn apart from other extreme organizations.
And I think this is why this ruling is very important.
Eva Kose is the Greece researcher at Human Rights Watch based in Athens.
Because people would think twice before doing such an act. While back in 2010, it was not the case. There was total impunity.
She says now Greece has introduced safeguards into its systems. For example, in 2014, it changed the law to make it possible to prosecute people for racially motivated crimes. And there are now specialized police units to tackle racist violence. Kose says these safeguards are particularly important now that the country is living through some of the same circumstances that the Golden Dawn exploited more than a decade ago.
Back in 2010, it was a period of economic crisis where migration was very high in the agenda and where the government was talking very negatively about migrants and asylum seekers. And this is something that is happening today as well.
One of the reasons why this case in Greece is important is that the rise of right-wing extremists has gone well beyond this country's borders. Golden Dawn exported its ideology, its tactics, and inspired a whole new generation of fascist extremists in Europe and even in the U.S. Remember the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017? It was a gathering of neo-Nazis and other extremists. One of the people who promoted the event, white supremacist Matthew Heimbach, was asked by Vice Documentaries.
Can you tell us a little bit about the organizing tactics you guys used?
Sure, primarily following the European example of Golden Dawn, the Nordic Resistance Movement, and other organizations.
This event ended with the counter-protester, Heather Heyer, being killed after one of the white supremacists deliberately drove his car into a crowd. Back at El Wandour's prayer room, his wife, Anastamu, who's also involved with the Muslim Association of Greece, tells me she expects to see this month's ruling used as a model for reining in some of the very people and organizations that Golden Dawn inspired.
Since day one, since the day of the decision, we had messages from Sweden instantly. They say, this is a case that we can work for Sweden, since we have an extreme right rise in Sweden. The Norway, the same.
She, too, tells me she has no delusions that extremist groups will cease to exist.
The far right will always exist here, as everywhere, because this is how democracy works. But if we can work under a democratic environment, we can deal with people. But on a democratic level, we want them to keep them unarmed.
Whatever it is that happens next in Greece, it's certain to have implications well beyond this country's borders. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece.